Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And today I'm going to do a video on a legend, a guy that was a pioneer at the wide receiver position in the National Football League, Mr. Otis Taylor, formerly of the Kansas City Chiefs, by way of Prairie View University. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate here 100 Yards of Football. One more time, if you like the video today, please come in and share it on this outstanding football player, Mr. Otis Taylor, formerly of the Kansas City Chiefs and by way of Prairie View University. When you're talking about the wide receiver position, over the history of the National Football League. And you look at all the great receivers that's in the game today, like Tariq Hill, that's doing this thing out there with the Miami Dolphins. You think about Jamar Chase with the Cincinnati Bengals. And then you think about Cooper Kupp, who last year broke a Jerry Rice record of the most touchdowns and most yards in the season. But make no bones, there was a gentleman that started all this back in the 60s. When you're talking about a gentleman that was athletic, 6'3", 215 pounds, it was Otis Taylor. And me, being young as I was, the first knowledge I had of Otis Taylor was in the 1966 season, in his second year in the National Football League, by way of the AFL, where he averaged, listen to this, 22 yards a catch. 22 yards a catch back then. Almost 1,300 yards a season. And the gentleman had 11 touchdowns that year. Otis Taylor was special. He was originally the first athletic big receiver in the National Football League. And when you look at the skill set of Otis Taylor, you got to look at is that he was a guy, when we're talking about the turn, stretch the field, it was all about Otis Taylor. When we're talking about dangerous as an atomic bomb, A+, we're talking about Otis Taylor. We're talking about big, A+, strong, A+, athletic, as I just mentioned, A+, student of the game, A+, and a guy that made plays, A+, a guy that had the feet that was fleet as foot, A+, sure-handed, A+, and a guy that was a devastating blocker downfield, A+, so he had all these intangibles wrapped into one, but the thing I like about Otis Taylor was this. He was a two-time Pro Bowler. He won the Super Bowl in 1969 by winning 1970. He was AFL Offensive Player of the Year in 1971. Over 7,800 career yards receiving, 410 receptions, 57 touchdowns. But the main thing and the main play I'm going to remember Otis Taylor was about, Boy, I was in the fourth grade, Super Bowl IV, Kansas City up 16-7, third quarter. Lenny Dawson, Purdue finest, throws that letter out. The Otis Taylor, he makes a move on S.L. McAfee, and then he takes it down the sideline, and he steps on Carl Krause into the end zone. And that's when I really fell in love with Otis Taylor. And think about that football team that won Super Bowl IV. To me, one of the greatest teams that never be talked about. Lenny Dawson, Jimmy Marcellus, Emmitt Thomas, Buck Buchanan, Willie Lanier, Mike Garrett, Robert Holmes, and Otis Taylor, coached by the great Hank Stram. And that young man that I'm talking about on the screen was a main clavicle. Then another play that's always going to stick in my mind. You're talking about taking out for teammates. 1971. In November, the Chiefs playing their rival, the Oakland Raiders. Key play, Lenny Dawson on the key third down play, scrambles for about 15 yards. He makes a first down. Oakland Raiders defensive end Ben Davidson comes out of nowhere and spears Lenny Dawson in the back of his back. Dirty play. You can go look at it on YouTube. And here comes Otis Taylor out of nowhere. Hits Ben Davidson, who's about 6'8", 285. And you're talking about taking up for your teammate. And that play right there cost Kansas City a chance to get in the playoffs because of the offsetting penalties. And Kansas City got moved back 15 yards and the Chiefs didn't make the playoffs that year. But what I'm showing you is that Otis Taylor was not only a guy that can really do it out on the field, but he was a teammate that everybody loved. Now, this is the thing about Otis Taylor that I don't understand. He's out of Houston, Texas. He went to Warden High School. It was already royalty at Warrington High School. Cliff Branch, David Latin, part of that 1966 Texas El Paso. First starting All-Black Five and won the national championship in basketball. Mike Singletary, the Eyes. Larry Meshaw, Greg Cadillac Anderson, and Terry Ellis, formerly lead singer in Vogue. All of them came out of the same area as Otis Taylor. But he set the tone for all of them, him and David Latin. But the thing about Otis Taylor that's special is that I'm going to take to my grave is that he's not in the Hall of Fame. Can you believe that he's not in the Hall of Fame? There's something wrong with that picture. When you look at all the recent players that's been voted into the Hall of Fame, Otis Taylor should be at the top of the list. And to the Kansas City Chiefs nation, if you get a chance to watch this video today, you should be lobbying for Otis Taylor to be voted in the Hall of Fame. Because right now, Mr. Taylor is 80 years old and he's battling a lot of serious health problems. Man, he was an outstanding football player. The best that's done it at the wide receiver position. One of the best. And then think about this. This is what separates great football players back during that time. Otis Taylor came out of Prairie View University. He was a fourth round pick in the AFL draft, but he was a 15th round pick in the NFL draft the same year, 1965. There was two receivers that won the first round that year in the NFL draft. Jack Snowden went to Notre Dame. He was eighth overall pick. And Larry Ekins out of Baylor University. He went 10th overall to the Green Bay Packers. Well, when you look at their careers and you look at Otis Taylor, I think you know what I'm talking about. Who had the best career? Who's an afterthought? And what blows my mind, Notre Dame and Baylor University, Notre Dame at the time, Touchdown Jesus, and Baylor at the time, power in the Southwest Conference. That was the big Power Five conferences. But Otis Taylor went down at a little Prairie View University, not far from Houston, Texas. And he put on the show. And he got to the National Football League. First, decided to sign with the AFL. Then once the NFL and AFL merged in 1966, he did not stop performing. And it's really upsetting to me that one more time. How in the world can you keep this gentleman, this football player, this 6'3", 215-pound physical specimen out of the Hall of Fame? And I look at all these other receivers that's went before Otis Taylor and all these other guys that's been inducted. See, I'm 62 years old, so I've been keeping up with the Hall of Fame. And it's amazing that he's not in the fame. And I hope that he gets there before Mr. Taylor goes to glory. But remember this about Otis Taylor and about that time. I always say, they say the best football was played in Notre Dame, Alabama, Michigan State, USC. No way it was played in the SWAC. It was played in the MEAC. That's where the players were. And those players, the Otis Taylors, the Jerry Rices, the Andrews Dickies, the Joe Gilliams, the John Stallworths, the LC Greenwoods, the Isaiah Robinsons, the Ed Tuttall Jones, the Claude Humphreys, the King Dunlaps, the Jim Kearneys, the Willie Lanier's, the Leroy Kelly's, the Walter Payton's, the Robert Bazile's. That's what saved the National Football League. And it's a shame that Otis Taylor, one more time, is not in the Hall of Fame. So when we get in a conversation and everybody's in the barbershop and everybody was be talking and they be saying who's the greatest receivers of all time, and the conversations come up with Kevin Johnson, Julio Jones, Marvin Harrison, Chad Johnson, even Jerry Rice. Even now, Cooper Kupp is going into that conversation. Even after Jamar Chase has had an outstanding season, Antonio Brown, Michael Thomas from the Saints. Everybody talk about all them being the greatest receivers ever, Randy Moss. But make no bones and no mistake, you need to include Otis Taylor of the Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl IV champion, by way of Prairie View University. He needs to be included in that conversation. He needs to. Outstanding football player, the first guy, as I said, a man among boys. 1966, when I was 6 years old, 22 yards of reception that year. 22 yards of reception. It's a shame that he's not in the Hall of Fame. My final words about Otis Taylor, before I get to it. If you like the video, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. Special thanks to my producer who's making it happen this morning, Mr. Logan Landers. My final words about Otis Taylor. There's a shining star. When you go out on your porch at night, you look at the stars and you pray. And you say it's the most beautiful thing at night. When I think about Otis Taylor, I think about that great play he made in Super Bowl IV. I think about how he impacted my life. How he impacted me becoming a Kansas City Chiefs fan. Because of his ability, his explosiveness, as a wide receiver, number 89. He made things happen. And my final words about Otis Taylor, absolute baller.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Thank you. Be blessed this week. I'm Vincent Turner, a 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.